Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rowe, is president of U.S. Commodities. Don, kind of a wild one here today in the corn market.
Yeah, it really was one. It was one that I think, shocked the industry from what I thought was going on out here from plantings and the lateness that we had in the crop. The trade was looking for acres to be down an average of 6.1 and thought they could even be down 8 to 9 million on plantings just due to prevent plant and the lateness of the planting. But corn acres come down 1.1 million. That's the one we're going to live with, Randy, till we get resurveyed. And, the trade was prepared to take another 2 million off of that. So call that it. But the balance table, when you look at it, you're going to see a lot of people talking about a 1.7, 1.8 billion carryout again, very similar to what we were working with in the June report. Soybean acres, for as negative as the corn acres were, for as big a surprise that the corn acres were, the soybeans were as big a surprise on the positive side. It's just that we've got an ending stock figure that is so huge, it takes a lot to work off of it. But acres down 4.6 million acres. Trade thought it was going to be down more at 300,000. But on the demand side, Randy, also positive, took the corn stocks down about 150 million more than what the trade had thought. Beans down 71 million. So the balance table tightened a little bit for old crop, but a shocking report, and that's kind of where we're sitting. We're going to get a resurvey, and that's on 14 of the problem states, and that'll be announced August 12th.
Well, that's what with this resurvey look, and the states I looked at, it was pretty much the central and northern corn belt.
Yeah, it's all the suspect states, and by the way, it's a lot of the big states also. So, that is the big issue, and so I think what do we have? We're still debating the acres. We're going to debate the acres all the way to August 12th. Then we're going to debate the yield, because we know that the yield, continues with the lateness of the crop, that the yield is very suspect. Then we're going to, and that's not even counting the pollination window's probably 7 weeks long. And that's not even counting the fact that a lot of this crop is late. Eastern Corn Belt, we think some of it to hit the black layer is going to be really the third week of October, maybe to the 1st of November. So those look like impossible time frames. But anyway, it's going to be a wide-swinging, volatile market, depending on which side you believe we're on acres, yield, and the end of the growing season.
Yeah. One thing is the feeder cattle market liked it.
Yeah, and the feeder cattle were acting like they went at the bottom in here. And, of course, they were holding pretty stout. That was a little bit of a signal, that maybe this corn market was starting to get mature on the top side. But, feeders, today were the winner, one of the few things, along with beans, that had a green arrow on it.
Where do we go from here now?
Well, I think where we go from here on the hog market, it was also, we had a big hog and pig report that was negative. We kind of dialed in a lot of that negativeness, so more positive for next year. But I think when in the cattle market, maybe we're trying to put in a bottom here, although it's all up to the demand, a lot of a discount already. But where we go, Randy, short term, I think what we're going to look at is the G20 meeting. Do we have anything that comes out of that over the weekend? And then we're going to look at what the crop condition ratings are each week as we go forward. And then the trade's going to look forward to that August 12th resurvey announcement. So it's going to be one of those that I think you can see with the uncertainty. It means volatility.
Don Rowe is at U.S. Commodities.